The Copper River fleet usually would have had their first opener Monday, but ADF&G swapped that for a subsistence opener instead. Area research biologist Stormy Haught says now the fleet will wet their nets Thursday.
So we dropped a single period this first week due to concerns of a very low Chinook forecast. Looking at about a point estimate of 29,000 this year. You know, we generally catch about 12,000-13,000 Chinook. We have an in-river goal of 24,000, and so pretty quickly you realize that that math doesn't work out.
The Copper River Chinook forecast is the lowest in 20 years. The natural production sockeye run forecast is 1.5 million fish, which is the 17th smallest out of the past 20 years. Haught says it will probably be a slow start, but hopefully the fleet will get enough opportunity throughout the season.
We'll have these Chinook conservation measures in through June, but once we get out of that traditional Chinook timing, you know, we'll be able to be a little more aggressive towards sockeye. I think standard two periods a week as we have, and just adjust time and area to try to conserve some kings and meet our in-river goal, which we've missed a few years.
Because it is usually the first fresh Alaska wild salmon caught each summer, Copper River kings and sockeye get the red carpet treatment literally. On Friday in Seattle, an Alaska Airlines pilot will carry some fresh fish by hand across the tarmac to eager chefs with plenty of press on hand to pump up the enthusiasm. The early season catch from Copper River fetches a premium price, too, with fishermen taking home often close to $10 a pound for kings at least. While the Copper River King and Red Run this year will probably be small, those in the fleet that fish Prince William Sound pinks should have some good opportunity later in the season.
Last year was a crummy year for seiners here in Prince William Sound for pinks, just like it was everywhere else. But we're, you know, here in Prince William Sound anyway, we're on this kind of increasing odd year strength, and so you know, we're evens generally pretty low, and odd years are really good, so we're anticipating another record pink run here in Prince William Sound this year, so hopefully that helps those guys out.
ADF&G estimates a Prince William Sound pink run upwards of 21 million fish this season. The first 12-hour commercial opener for kings and reds in Copper River is scheduled for Thursday. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.